GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump was supposed to be sentenced later this month in his criminal hush money conviction. But there's been a change.
The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial handing him a significant win. Judge Juan Merchan moving the hearing to November 26. Quote, to avoid any appearance, however unwarranted, that the proceeding has been affected by or seeks to affect the approaching presidential election in which the defendant is a candidate.
ABC's Rachel Scott. First his daughter, now Dick Cheney says he'll vote for Kamala Harris. The former vice president says Mr. Trump can never be trusted in power again. The former president calling Cheney an irrelevant rhino. The teenage suspect in this week's deadly school shooting in Georgia and his father will remain in custody. Lawyers for Colt Gray and his father Colin did not ask for bail. A Pakistani national in Canada is under arrest. Muhammad Khan's accused of plotting to kill Jewish people in New York City. This is ABC News. Wynn Las Vegas will pay a hefty fine for how the casino allegedly tried to attract foreign gamblers.
According to federal prosecutors in San Diego, Wynn Las Vegas admits it was illegally using unregistered money transmitting agents to circumvent the conventional financial system by using a roundabout way to transfer money to attract foreign gamblers to Wynn, allowing those gamblers to evade foreign and U.S. laws governing money transfers and reporting. Wynn is agreeing to pay over $130 million in a fine. The U.S. attorney in San Diego is saying that's the largest ever by a casino for an admission of criminal wrongdoing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
As a part of the investigation, 15 other defendants have previously admitted to money laundering and other crimes. You may soon need a ticket to see Italy's Trevi Fountain. Following a surge in tourism, officials in Rome are considering a ticket plan that would limit visit times and charge about $2. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We hear a lot about financial literacy. So what is it? Well, financial literacy is not learning how to pick stocks in the stock market. Financial literacy is learning how to create a budget, how to track personal spending, how to manage and get out of debt, and how to reasonably plan for retirement. And get this, Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin offers one-on-one financial coaching to any Badger State resident. It's free, it's confidential, and you can do it in person, by phone, or even online. Just search online for UW Extension Financial Coach, and you can get to a sign-up form. I haven't used the program myself yet, but the stats they've posted show a lot of people getting a lot of help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
So a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be the first NFL game, so I'm excited for it.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lows down to the low 40s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Right now it's 53.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, didn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Kadiki, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute, downtown Minneapolis on Franklin Avenue.
Hey, how am I coming in right now? I know I'm on a secret mission up here at Red Lake. How am I sounding, Wen?
You're a little wonky, but let's keep going.
All right, right on. Hey, we have State Senator Mary Kunish, and welcome, State Senator. Always great to see you. Thanks for being on Native Roots Radio.
Hamataki up, everybody. I'm glad to be here this afternoon.
So what's going on? I saw you were at the Twins game. I missed that. I was at the fair. How's your week been? And really excited to have you on.
Gosh, I can't believe it's almost a week now since that Twins game. It was the Twins game that was a total blowout, where the Canadian team beat the Twins like 15-0. But it was a beautiful evening. My sister wanted to go to a Twins game. She hadn't been to a Twins game in a long time, and it was her birthday week. And it was Indigenous Peoples Day at the ball field. So we got there early and we got our really cool gloves. If we take a break, I'll go grab mine. And had a really fun night, even though the Twins lost. But this is a busy time of year for a lot of different reasons, not just campaigns and elections, but kind of getting our ducks in a row at the state legislature, always issues coming up in the media and things to talk about, to sort out. So, yep, just staying busy.
What do you perceive what's going on here? We only have a couple more months left before we pick a president. Are you as excited as Wendy and I?
I'm very excited. I think a lot of us were so very nervous when our president just wasn't the same old, you know, rock'em sock'em president at the last debate that he held. But I think that with this ticket of Harris and Walz, we're all really optimistic. I mean, every day when I hear Kamala Harris say, we're going to put more money into encouraging small businesses and entrepreneurs. We're going to put more money into this area and that area. And it's not going to the very, very wealthy. It's to the folks that are struggling the most and have probably the biggest hopes and dreams, not just to make a bajillion dollars, but just to be able to perhaps buy a house one day and support their family in the best way possible. And that's what gets me really, really excited, is like, she's really thinking of the mass majority of us and not just the wealthy few.
Absolutely. And we got to, I think her messaging has been stronger than the President Biden's too. So I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, President Biden, you know, maybe doesn't get the credit for the things that he did and has done that has really made a difference in the United States. And Kamala was certainly part of that, those decisions when conferring with her, but she's been there for 4 years now, and she's watched and listened and learned and experienced and met all kinds of people herself. And so I feel like she's really ready to take on this huge responsibility. I mean, imagine President of the United States. That's a huge responsibility. And she does it with such grace and humor and energy. And I'm kind of looking forward to this first debate with her and Trump. It should be interesting.
Well, they're having a big shindig, and we'll be there on the 10th, and we're really excited to meet people with the station. So, big party happening. Wendy, you'll be there, won't you?
I will be there. AM 950 is hosting a party to watch the debate, so I am very happy and really excited to watch it. You know, I think she's just going to chew him up and spit him out. That's what I think is going to happen. She's smart. She's confident. She knows what she's doing, like you said, Mary. And, you know, the other one just talks and talks and doesn't really even make one complete sentence. So it's going to be really interesting to hear it. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I think it's really going to give the boost that we need, hopefully, after watching the debate. Some people who are on the fence on who they were going to decide on will make a decision. Mm-hmm. And I think she's going to be talking about a lot of important facts and issues that people really care about. So I'm excited. You know, I think that Trump right now is trying to say that he's going to mandate insurance companies to pay for IVF. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I worked in the medical field for 30 years of my life, and nobody gets to mandate what insurance companies do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And he's just afraid, because women are angry. Women are mm-hmm. angry about our rights being taken away, and that the government doesn't trust us to make decisions about our own bodies. You know, there's states in this country right now where women have their embryos under hostage.
Yeah.
And they can't get their embryos out to start a family, and they're angry. And that's why he's you know, screaming about the insurance companies paying for IVF, and it's never going to happen. He never got the Mexico to pay for the wall. He's not yeah. going to have the insurance companies pay for IVF. I don't yeah. care what he does.
It kind of makes me crazy that these are the issues that they're so focused on, and so many of the issues about women. Mm-hmm. It really is around how to control women and how they can control women. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just progressive folks, Democrats, libertarians, whatever, who have fertility issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, tons of Republicans. I mean, it's not one of those things that is a political issue. Mm-hmm. And so when they chose that to go after, you know, and it's religiously based. Mm-hmm. It's that religious dogma that's trying to get in there. We're supposed to keep church and state separate. They obviously do not do that. And they feel it runs all, you know, runs on the same path. And so And, you know, you look at all those folks. I remember in the Senate, there was an amendment that came up. I can't remember the exact thing about it, but it was when we were talking about reproductive rights. And the GOP senators brought up, and it wasn't the women who brought up the issue of birth control and all of those sort of things. And I sat there and I listened to them talk about women. And we've got this kind of goofy senator, and he's always saying, ladies, I'm doing this for you, you know. And one of the senators was talking about, you know, reversing some of the like tubal ligations and things like that. And I thought, so I stood up and I asked, does that mean that every man is going to have to go back and reverse a vasectomy? Mm-hmm. And the looks on their faces like gulp, you know, we never even thought of that. Yeah. You know, what's good for the goose has to be good for the gander. And, mm-hmm. and I just don't feel like they really think this stuff through. And it certainly is backfiring on them.
Hey, we're here with Wendy Pilot and State Senator Mary Kunish. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Native Roots Radio.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Howl!
It's back to school time, which means getting back to school ready. One important thing to add to your to-do list this year is making sure your child is up to date on their vaccinations. Getting vaccinated will help your family avoid missing out on school, activities, work, family events, and vacation. Keep your family healthy by talking with your health care provider or visiting our free vaccination clinics in Minneapolis. Visit the City of Minneapolis website and search for vaccine clinics. A message from the Minneapolis Health Department.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by JF's Bean Factory, The Good Stuff, Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Robert is on the road and he is at a McDonald's trying to use their Wi-Fi to do the radio show, but he is not here. So Minnesota State Senator Mary Kunish is here with me and we're talking about what's going on, what this election means to us. And Mary, I just want to bring up right now what's on my mind and a lot of people's minds right now is the terrible gun violence and another school shooting that happened in Georgia just a couple of days ago. And my thoughts are no one needs an AR type rifle. If you want to shoot a big gun like an AR-15, you should join the military. And that's my thought on that. I mean, these kids went to school. This was their first day back. Can you imagine the horror of the parents, of the students, of the teachers, of the faculty having to deal with this on the first day of school? And I can't imagine any teachers, my sister's a teacher, my niece is a teacher, her husband is a teacher, that this isn't, you know, in the back of their minds, or that they don't have a plan in place to keep their students safe. I'm just horrified about this.
Well, Wendy, I'm just as, and we say this every time, just as heartbroken as everybody, and horrified that this happened. It's just so mind-blowing. I went to visit a couple of the schools in my district on the first day of school, and for the first time in a few years, there was sort of this feeling of positive energy. You know, teachers were smiling. I was there at the beginning of the school day, and then I was at another school at the end of the day. And you know, usually the first day is like, you just never know what's going to happen, as this community did. But lo and behold, you know, I said to the superintendent, is it me, or am I feeling this kind of positive energy? And she said, no, teachers are feeling good again, and families are excited, and kids are excited to come back to school. And then that happened on the first day of school for many. And it was just took all the air out of the balloon, you know, just tore another hole through our hearts. And I was a teacher, you know, for 25 years, and probably for those first 15 or so, we didn't think about gun violence. Think about us when we were growing up. I mean, back in the day when I was in high school, if you were a high schooler who hunted before school, and then after school, sometimes you'd have your rifle and your gun in your truck, but it wasn't to come in and shoot up the place and kill anybody. It's really interesting. I mean, this kid is only 14 years old, and a year ago there was a warning of his of the threat from him. The FBI contacted the local police about it, and the father reassured him there'd be no access to guns and not to worry, you know, blah, blah, blah. And here we find out that father actually bought that gun for the kid. It just blows my mind. I just don't even know what to say anymore. I don't know how safe we can make a school, you know, short of making it a prison where everybody is padded down and goes through super duper security every time they go in and out. Mm-hmm. I just remember my daughters went through a self-defense class and kickboxing and that sort of thing. And they thought they were pretty tough, and you know, anybody that comes after them, they better look out. And their stepdad is like, hey, and he went up to them and just like, literally manhandled them in seconds. And the gist of it is what he said, if they want to get you, they're going to get you. Mm-hmm. And this boy obviously had thought it out, had premeditated it. And for whatever reason, and of course, the Republicans are, you know, saying, oh, it's not the gun. It's a gun, not the gun. It's mental health issues. It's mental health issues. Well, the two kind of work hand in hand. And, you know, we don't always know when somebody's suffering a mental health issue, but there's no reason why there should be that type of weapon in the hands of people, like you said, unless you're military. And I just don't even know what to say anymore. We can put in all the laws we want, but there's always workarounds to get those weapons if you want them.
Yes. Yes, there is. And, you know, we need more help for these kids, for their mental health issues that they're having. They need to go to counseling, therapy. Mm-hmm. They need to, you know, do we need more? I said to Robert, well, after we watched the news about this horrible event, that kids, unfortunately, there should be more security at the schools. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, kids should have to go through, a metal detector. They should have to have their book bags looked into. Unfortunately, this is where we're coming to. I mean, does the rest of the world look at the United States as we've all gone crazy and that this happens? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just on edge now, just waiting till the next one happens. Where is it going to happen? How many kids are going to have to die? You know, it's just a matter of time, and it's not if, it's when.
Yeah. It's interesting also the trend to hold the parents accountable. Mm-hmm. And so the father of the young man, Colt, his mm-hmm. father was arrested and charged with 2 counts of second degree murder, mm-hmm. 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, and 8 counts of cruelty to children. And that's, I'm kind of curious about that. The 8 counts of cruelty to children, I'm not mm-hmm. sure if that's what all of that includes. Mm-hmm. But I know that the father had explained that the son had some problems at his previous middle school. He thought it got better. But at the same time, why are you arming this kid that you know has had some issues mm-hmm. with a lethal weapon like that? And did the boy come to school on the bus, or did the dad drop him off? And did the dad not recognize that he had that weapon with him? I don't know. There's so much to learn, but
there's a lot of questions.
A lot of questions. So I'm sure that we will see more and more of gun control legislation coming up. I know, again, mm-hmm. Kamala Harris has quite a few herself, mm-hmm. And we'll see what comes of it.
Yeah, it's really, we need something. Something has to be done. So, I mean, yeah, background checks. I don't think parents should be buying guns and AR-style weapons for their children, especially minors. Mm-hmm. It just has to stop.
Yeah.
You know, again, and, you know, I know so many kids at school, and I think that they're kind of, you know, like our godchildren, you know, she's going to be 9, he's going to be 8. I think that they are protected, not knowing so much about these school shootings. So, you don't want them, you know, you don't want them to be afraid to go to school or get on the bus and to go to school. You don't want the students to be nervous, but I think older kids who watch the news, who have access to their phones and what's happening in the world on a regular basis, must be a little bit nervous. Or they might think of kids like, oh, I know who would do this, so and so. He has that kind of mentality. You know, I went to school with a couple of people where I wouldn't put this past them.
Yeah. Well, we have red flag laws here in Minnesota. So if you have concerns about somebody or you feel there's potential or a threat, you can definitely contact the police and they will investigate. The one interesting thing that you were talking about, we're seeing across the nation a rise in homeschooling. Parents that, for whatever reason, are not sending their kids to public or private schools, but they're homeschooling. And I think before it might have been sort of religious or certain reasons, you know, really specific reasons that parents homeschooled their child. But now I think we're seeing, and I'm hearing more and more, it's because they're concerned about the safety of their children in a public school. And I heard this quote, I think it was Mahatma Gandhi said, you know, the best measurement of the health and well-being of a nation is the health and well-being of their children.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump was supposed to be sentenced later this month in his criminal hush money conviction.
But there's been a change.
The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial handing him a significant win. Judge Juan Merchan moving the hearing to November 26. Quote, to avoid any appearance, however unwarranted, that the proceeding has been affected by or seeks to affect the approaching presidential election in which the defendant is a candidate.
ABC's Rachel Scott. First his daughter, now Dick Cheney says he'll vote for Kamala Harris. The former vice president says Mr. Trump can never be trusted in power again. The former president calling Cheney an irrelevant rival. I know. The teenage suspect in this week's deadly school shooting in Georgia and his father will remain in custody. Lawyers for Colt Gray and his father Colin did not ask for bail. A Pakistani national in Canada is under arrest. Muhammad Khan's accused of plotting to kill Jewish people in New York City. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia is reviving talk of returning school resource officers to places like Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In the Georgia school shooting that happened Wednesday, a 14-year-old boy killed four people. Within minutes, school resource officers found him and he surrendered. The Madison School Board unanimously voted to remove police from MMSD schools in 2020 after a report showed more black students had interaction with the officers than any other group. During the 2022-23 school year, Madison police responded to more than 800 calls at MMSD schools. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A new documentary about one of Wisconsin's most beloved sports teams is making its debut. It's called Just a Bit Outside, and it's about the Milwaukee Brewers who won the American League pennant in 1982. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Standing ovations are not uncommon at film festivals, but a 9-minute standing ovation is. That's how long the crowd at the Venice Film Festival clapped for Daniel Craig after his performance in a movie called Queer. The film is based on beat writer William Burroughs' novel from 1985. Craig plays an American expat living amongst a small group of Americans in Mexico who starts a relationship with Stark's character. The film is scheduled for release in the U.S. on October 6th. The new season of Dancing with the Stars is right around the corner. Some of the stars that will be dancing, as revealed on Good Morning America, include 90210's Tori Spelling, former NBA player Dwight Howard, kind of a reach, Pretty Little Liars' Chandler Kinney, Bachelorette star Jen Tran, model Brooks Nader, and actor Eric Roberts. Finally, a reason to watch Dancing with the Stars. Season 33 of the show premieres September 17th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lows down to the low 40s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Currently 51 degrees.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Mino and the mayor.
He goes, hey, Mino, you see that guard down there at the gate? I go, yeah. He goes, can I tell you something without you getting mad?
Oh, sure.
Goes,
no.
Hey, is that John Mino out there? And guy Kyle goes, yeah. He goes, holy crap, he's getting so gray, I didn't recognize him.
There's stuff for that, too. Don't do that. I would never dye my hair.
All right.
There's, Jim, you don't dye your hair?
I do not dye my hair.
There's nothing in there?
Absolutely.
Shoe polish?
Grecian nothing.
Mino and the mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic, honoring health and tradition in Minneapolis. We are here with Minnesota State Senator Mary Kunish, and we've been talking a lot about really important subjects, women's rights over our bodies, to have autonomy over our bodies, gun control, really important issue. Mary, what else should we be talking about? There's 100,000 different things, but what's, you know, at the top of the list, I mean,
Well, I guess it comes back down to representation matters, right? Mm-hmm. And so if people are talking, I hope they're talking about the candidates in their areas. I hope they're talking about the candidates who are running for school board, the candidates who are running for city council, the candidates who are running for county commissioners, the folks that are running for judges, as well as across the state of Minnesota, every single one of our House of Representative members is up for re-election. And then, of course, we've got our congressional folks, and then we've got our presidential. So it goes from the very, very, very grassroots all the way up to the federal government. And I really can't say enough how important it is that folks take the responsibility to learn about the candidates in their area. Learn what they really do stand for. And sometimes, you know, we'll hear one time they'll say this and the next time they'll say that. It sort of depends on the audience that they have. But reach out to them, talk to them. And when you find a really good one, do what you can to support that candidate. If you can donate to their campaign, even $10 can make a difference. If you can get out and door knock or lit drop with that person, it means so much to that candidate. If you can make phone calls or write postcards in support, anyway, reach out to that candidate and say, I support you. What can I do to make a difference? Or even just to say, I support you. And maybe you aren't in a place where you can do any of those things, except tell that candidate, I support you. And that goes a long, long way for so many. I'm just really excited. I'm going to be going out door knocking tomorrow. I'm not up for re-election, so that really gives me the flexibility to get out and support folks. We have a one-person majority here in the Senate. And the special election to keep our majority in the Senate is coming up. And so I'm getting out there to Ann Stewart Johnson and doing everything I can to get her elected so that we can keep a DFL majority and continue to do the really incredible work that we've been doing.
Yeah, it is incredible. And Mary, I can't tell you how many people, I'm so glad you brought this up, How many people I talk to who only will vote in the presidential election, and mm-hmm. they don't get involved at all in their local politics.
Yeah.
They just don't feel like it's important. So when I do talk to people like that, I just tell them how important it is to care about, you know, who's representing you in your city, your yeah. city council member. I mean, just with my work with the Humane Society of the United States, we've gotten so much good legislation and ordinances put into place for the humane treatment of animals, working with city council members, you know, working with my House representative. And then it goes all the way up to the Senate and, you know, so on and so forth. So it really is important to know those people, know who they are. Go and visit them. I go and visit. You see me at the Capitol. You see yep. me around. And I love to talk to the people who represent me about a lot yep. of different things, you know. Yep. And it's fun when they know your name, you know.
Yes.
It yep. really is.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can hear
this
you.
Is an awesome show, you guys. Keep it up. You and Wendy are rocking it. I apologize.
Robert who? Robert who?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Keep it up.
Thanks. Yeah. And so those, you know, if you don't know who represents you, you know, that that happens a lot. People just don't know. Go to the Secretary of State's office. Just Google Secretary of State, Minnesota, and elections. And you will find just a plethora of stuff to learn about. How to register early, how to vote early, where to vote, when to vote. It'll tell you, it'll give you a sample ballot. Once you find out your Senate district, you can download or print a sample ballot with everybody's name on it. It's a great way to get to know who that is. But if you go to the candidate page, it'll break it down by what office all these people are running for. And most often they will have an active link on that candidate's name that takes it to their website. And their websites are, you know, the best way to really get some of that background information. But again, it's really speaking to that candidate and seeing really where they you know, where their priorities are, that can help you make the best choices.
Absolutely.
Wendy,
you know, when I was at the, go ahead, Robert.
Sorry, Wendy and State Senator, we talk about the importance of civics and how Wendy was talking about people don't think that certain elections are more important than the other or don't vote other than the presidential election. I really hope, and I think we've talked about the State Senator, about really getting more civics out there for our students year-round, or not mm-hmm. year-round, but from a young age.
Yeah. I know that at the elementary school and the middle school that I taught at, especially election years, there was a lot of discussion about that, and we would do mock elections. But we, in Minnesota, just passed legislation that requires more civics or more accountability for civics education, especially in high school. You know, a lot of our kids graduate at the age of 18 or are going to be 18 by the November of that election year. And they don't know about voting, or they don't know things that can happen when they vote, how they can really influence what goes on in their communities and in their state and in their nation. And so more and more interest in having our students work hard on and be what better informed on civics education. So Minnesota's working on that.
That's great. That really is. You know, I was so happy, and I just want to bring this up, at the Minnesota State Fair. I always love to go see the bean art. So people make these beautiful art and beautiful pictures just out of all different color beans and seeds, the seed art, right? And the one thing that I took a picture of that I loved was somebody did seed or bean art with the St. Paul City Council members. And they're all the women, because it's all women.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I could find it and bring it up, but I just really loved it. And I just thought it was such great representation, and somebody did think to do that. And it, you know, it was really just a beautiful picture of of them.
Wendy, they're the ones that were voted in, like I think there were four or five, and they were all under 40 and all BIPOC. And
all BIPOC women, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just really unbelievable. Yes.
Yeah, we're seeing many more women in these positions. And it's going to be interesting having a woman president. I think we bring a different viewpoint to the issues at hand. Mm-hmm. And so, it just really, really makes a difference as we go forward.
Yeah, I'll show you the picture. This was this. Yeah, if anybody's watching on Facebook or other social media, you could see women of color lead, and it's beautiful artwork. Yeah.
Always fun to go. Always fun to go into that building and see the artwork done by many people. The vice president was done in seeds and beans as the Statue of Liberty. Remember mm-hmm. that, Wendy?
Yes. Yes, it did. It was beautiful. And the ones that we saw of the other candidate, we're not going to mention his name, were all kind of jokes. Yeah. Nothing was good or serious or, you know, in positive light of him mm-hmm. at all. So
can I say something, you guys? So I was up at Red Lake this week and heading home right now. And I saw hardly any Trump signs. And I know in the past, Wendy, when we've driven up to Lake Itasca or whatever, it's just Trump signs everywhere. Mm-hmm. Hardly saw any. Saw a lot of Harris Walls signs. So, and that's really encouraging, too, because, you know, we got to get all our people together because we're not all billionaires.
Right.
Exactly.
And this is Native Roots Radio, so we do have to put a plug in for our Native folks to get out there and vote. Get out and vote. Just vote once, not you know, again and again and again. But make a plan. If you need to vote early or by mail, you have to make a plan for that. But or you can get, you know, when you're in town, once those early voting is allowed, make a plan to get to the polling station and vote early and get that done, because everything that we do here is going to affect you on your tribal lands no matter what.
Protect sovereignty. Thank you so much, State Senator Mary Kunish, for coming on. And Wendy, thank you for the great interview, and we'll be up next, and we're going to be talking our sacred animals with Wendy Pilot. Thank you again, State Senator. This is Native Roots Radio. Oh, wow.
Stay with us.
It's back to school time, which means getting back to school ready. One important thing to add to your to-do list this year is making sure your child is up to date on their vaccinations. Getting vaccinated will help your family avoid missing out on school, activities, work, family events, and vacation. Keep your family healthy by talking with your health care provider or visiting our free vaccination clinics in Minneapolis. Visit the City of Minneapolis website and search for vaccine clinics. A message from the Minneapolis Health Department.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hey, it's Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio here to tell you about the best window contractor in Minnesota, 952 Windows. Here's why I trust them in my home projects. 952 Windows is a part of Loyal Home, founded by former window light workers known for their ethics and quality. It's a top-notch remodeling company that's been flying under the radar for too long. They've even sold to competitors' employees who want top-tier quality for their homes. For the best in windows and doors, have 952 Windows take care of your next project. They offer the longest warranties and were rated Energy Star's most efficient in windows and doors. Believe me, I've known the owner for decades, so I can vouch for their excellence. They're not just about windows either. They're your go-to for roofing, siding, kitchens, bathrooms, and more. Plus, they've got you covered on Onyx Bath and Rosebud Cabinets. Trust me, you won't regret giving them a call at 952 Windows or 952windows.com.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh. Hey, I want to just thank you so much, Wendy, for my. I've got technical difficulties here, and I just appreciate you taking over the show. Reminds me of the good old days 4 years ago when we did Pilot's Progressive Party, and you were the host.
I do remember that. Wasn't that a fun time?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hey, well, again, thanks again.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Daga Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. I have some good information right now, but Robert, did you want to say something first?
No, I just a big thank you for taking over the show like the olden days, and I wanted to introduce you, but you did a great job introducing yourself, so take it away, Wendy, with our sacred animal section.
Yeah, so starting tonight, today is September 6th, so it's called Lights Out, and this is for birds during peak migration, so from September 6th to October 6th, two-thirds of all songbirds migrate at night, and light pollution can cause them to become confused. Tracy Avery encourages people to turn off all unnecessary lights, and this is not an opinion. Use warm white or yellow-colored light bulbs. Shield your light bulbs to direct light down, and install motion sensors, if working indoors at night, close your drapes. So like Robert and I, we have string lights over our back patio that go on automatically when it gets dark out. So I've shut those off. I don't want to have any more, light pollution for our songbirds that are migrating, and it starts today, September 6th to October 6th. So we have a whole month of keeping the lights out. So if you could, you could do that, just, helps the birds not to be confused, and they can get where they're going. So we want to make sure that, I've been collecting these little memes, these cute little memes, and it's Fun Fact Friday. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about some memes, here's one that I have, and I think I've talked about this one before, and I see this a lot, where people are like, there's little cartoons of people walking their dog down the street, and people are saying hello to the dog, it's so good to see you. And, saying the dog's name and everything, and then they wave goodbye to the people, and, they're like, I don't even know those people's names, And that's really, we have neighbors here where I know the dog's name, but I don't know the people's names. So we had a little dog. I haven't seen this little dog lately, who lived on the corner here in our alley. She was a really cute little black dog, and I know she was getting up there in age, so I don't think she's still around, but her name was Bindi, and when I walked Wanda and we would go around that way on the alley, I would say to Wanda, let's go see Bindi, and Wanda knew Bindi's name, and Wanda would be like, oh yeah, let's go, and they would see each other, right across the chain link fence. Wanda wasn't always so friendly, she'd bark. But Bindi was always a really sweet little dog. But you know what, Robert? I don't know if they're listening, but I don't know their names. Like, it's a husband and a wife. It's a husband and a wife and a son. And I don't know their names, but I knew Bindi. Isn't that crazy?
What? Wendy, we got to be careful. There's so many different people listening to our show. It's so funny. I mean, I'm up at Red Lake and people are yelling my name out like they know us. And, it's amazing. So we got to be on the low pro, but yeah, I know what you mean. That the dog's name, Bindi.
And it's funny, and I'm sure that there's other dogs that I know. Like, there's a dog in Long Beach, and her name, the dog's name is Champagne. The dog's name is Champagne. It's the same kind of dog as Wanda, like a Shih Tzu, but it's like light haired, like a champagne color. That's why she named it Champagne. But I don't know the girl who owns the dog, but I know it's Champagne. I know, it's so funny. So
priorities.
Anyway, exactly. Here's a little meme that's really cute, and it's a guy, and he's sitting in the living room reading the newspaper, and his wife is yelling, "What do you want for supper? We have savory beef, mouth-watering salmon, or luscious chicken." And then the husband goes, "I'll have the mouth-watering salmon." And the wife came in and said, "I was talking to the cat."
Why am I laughing?
Because they're cute, right?
That's funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so here's a cute one, too, because this is good because school just started. But they're all dogs in the classroom, and they're sitting at their desk, and it's cute. All the dogs have like a little tennis ball on their desk. But the teacher in the front, who's also a dog, says, "Did everyone eat their homework?" Because you remember that was like an old thing, like when we were at school, right?
The dog
ate my homework. Yeah. I know.
Oh my god.
I know. Here's a cute one with a cute dog's face, and it says and the dog's talking, and the dog says, "I just took a DNA test. It turns out I'm 100% good boy."
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
Me too.
Yeah. So this is going to be my meme. This is what I'm going to do. So I've started yelling, "Not friendly," to people. When someone tries to approach me, I learned it from the dog people. So that's what I'm going to do. Not. So when I walk on there, I'm just going to say, "Not friendly," but it's really me.
Yeah.
Right? I know.
Yeah,
Robert always says that. I am a very friendly person. I'm just, you know, I'm kind of introverted. And
yeah.
Sometimes it gets too people-y out there for me, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just started learning about the different zodiac signs, and I'm really a true Sagittarian. Like, you know, if anybody knows about Sagittarians, I'm really very true to my sign with the traits that come along with the Sagittarian. And being like kind of alone and being independent like that, staying quiet is one of them. Yeah, here's a cute one. And this is a picture of a dog and their person. And it says, "I talk to my pets like they're human. I say sorry if I accidentally step on them. I say excuse me if I need to get past them. I say hello, goodbye, good morning, and good night." And I always talk to Wanda because she sits in the kitchen. And if I'm in the kitchen cooking or anything, she sits in front of this cabinet that I have to get into all the time. And I'll open it really slowly, and I'll say, "Excuse me, Wanda, excuse me." She kind of knows what that means, so she'll get up.
Jeez.
You know, she'll get up and she'll do that. She'll move.
Hey,
so.
Wendy, thank you so much. The show ended. We are so grateful for you. We got Haley coming back next week, helping us out again.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Tim Cullen, to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation, Helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I thought I had to quit opioids all on my own, but my doctor set me straight. They told me opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, just like heart disease or diabetes, that you don't manage with willpower alone. So now I take medications that work to curb the cravings and, when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I've learned that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Find out how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.